Each year, cotton losses questionnaire goes to about to 17 states in the United States. Cotton entomologists from across the belt then submit their loss estimates, and I work to compile them. So this is not necessarily all my doing, but all the guys that have submitted reports to me in the last 2 months. Sometimes getting those guys to do that is kind of like herding cats. This year, insect losses for 2009, we had 2.56% loss across the belt. And as we expand on this a little bit, I'll visit with you as to why those losses are as low as they are. The management costs across the belt are probably also very low at $43.79. Our cost plus loss, 62.68. Alabama was our biggest loser in Alabama, Oklahoma, Mississippi, all reported higher than 5% loss to insect pests in 2009. Missouri was also included in that group. New Mexico and Texas reported less than 1% loss, and that's probably one of the reasons that our estimate comes way down, because Texas, of course, has the predominant acreage in the United States. Over the years, I've kind of done some comparisons and some looking. And I'm going to talk about this slide first. Over the years, done some comparisons and looking, and as you can see here, we've averaged quite high in some years, and this is since 1979. But beginning in about 2000, for some reason or other, and I'm yet have the complete explanation, though I think boll weevil eradication in BT cotton is probably the answer to this. But we've dropped below, in the last 9 years, we've had less than about 5% loss across the U.S. In the last 4 years, we've had less than 4% loss. So they keep going lower and lower, and that's, I think, a reflection of good management and the utilization of the materials that we have. As we look at that also, you can see that the costs of insect management were rising up through about the year 2000. They leveled out for 3 or 4 years there, and now they've kind of headed down. I don't know where the bottom is. But I think maybe in the next year or so, they probably will begin to level out again. I hope they don't start back up. And there's a lot of factors, I think, that can cause some of that. But as we keep the insect losses well below 5%, I think that these figures are going to be real reflective of what you're doing as a practitioner of entomology. Liguus was the number one pest in 2009, and as you notice, 0.602% loss across. Now that means that it was the one that gathered the biggest percentage. Liguus, if you look at it on an annual basis back through the years, that's probably about where it's been in a lot of years. The only problem is that we see that bollworm, budworm, boll weevil are almost out of the picture now in causing tremendous losses. Once again, the Mid-South, Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Missouri were the big losers to Liguus, and we'll talk about that as we go, though Liguus are found in about 53% of the U.S. Of course, the western Liguus is in states of Arizona, California, New Mexico, probably some of western Texas as well. This year, kind of surprising to me, the thrips came up. Thrips are always a area-wide across the whole United States. We see this year that they infested about 92% of the acres in the United States. This year they took about 0.587% of the crop. Once again, the middle tier of states, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana were the ones that reported the highest losses to these particular pests. They are there almost every year and are causing damage and in some years cause a tremendous amount of loss. Losses to heliothines are in the picture at about third place, about 0.5% loss to heliothines, and about 54% of the acres in the United States are infested still with bollworm budworm. Alabama was the big loser at about 3.8%, and then some of the other states reported fairly high infestations of this critter as well. I think it's significant to note that about 79% of the population is made up of bollworms at this stage. So budworm is almost out of the picture as we look at these at this complex. BT acres, of course, is the big reason for that. And we had this year about 5.88 million acres of cotton planted to BT. This is probably not a reflection, I mean the downtrend is probably not a reflection so much of loss of interest, because about 80% of the acres are BT, but the fact that all of acres of cotton is down. As you can see, that trend probably is reflected for the last two or three years. Hopefully that's going to turn around or stabilize as well. Stink bugs were the number four pest in the United States, and of course, as we've often stated before, the southeastern states are the ones that are the big losers to stink bugs, and as you can see, the states in red there are the ones that had the highest losses. About 0.44% or 0.447% loss to stink bugs, with about 41% of the acreage in the United States infested. As you can see, there are some states that reported very little or no stink bug activity in 2009. This is another surprise to me, in that fall armyworms came into the picture as the number five pest. Though it only caused about 0.114% damage, it did infest 1,756,000 acres, causing a loss of about 20,000 bales. I will indicate to you that these data are still somewhat preliminary, and that we've got to do modifications and changes after this meeting. So these are more probably reflective of trends than they are of other things. Losses to spider mites. Spider mites infested about 25% of the acreage, took about 21,000 or 22,000 bales from us, and you can see the states that reported infestations of mites. This has become somewhat of a general pest across the whole belt, and is one that we end up having to deal with pretty well. Flea hoppers, once again, the central tier of states, only about 18% of the acreage is infested. Clouded plant bug also came in this year, and we see about eight or nine states that reported clouded plant bug. Boll weevil infestation is kind of interesting to me. We only had two states that reported weevil infestations this year. Texas had 89,000 acres and lost 379 bales. The Louisiana report said that there was about 23,000 acres of cotton infested with weevils. Our eradication cost across the United States was $5.70. There were 23 arthropods rated for losses in 2009, and 13 of these pests caused less than about 0.01% damage. and all of us can think of a number of them. Pink bollworm is in that group. A number of others are also included, and they cost are on about less than 10% of the U.S. acreage. I'd like to thank all of these guys for helping and for sending in your reports. This is a very important report, I think, in that it's hit quite a bit every year. And if you're interested in finding this online, then go to the MSU, Mississippi State Entomology Department archives, and you can pick up all of the losses. This concludes my report for you. If you have questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them.